Chapter 17. The sin of Judah is written with a style of iron, with the point of a diamond, engraven upon the tablet of their heart, and upon the horns of your altars, whilst their children remember their altars and their Asherahs, by the green trees upon the high hills. My mountain in the field, thy substance, all thy treasures will I give for a spoil. Thy high places, because of sin throughout thy borders, and of thyself thou shalt let go thine inheritance which I gave thee, and I will cause thee to serve thine enemies in a land that thou knowest not. For ye have kindled a fire in mine anger, it shall burn for ever. Thus saith Jehovah, cursed is the man that confideth in man, and maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart departeth from Jehovah. And he shall be like the heath in the desert, and shall not see when good cometh. But he shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, a salt land, and not inhabited. Blessed is the man that confideth in Jehovah, and whose confidence Jehovah is. For he shall be like a tree planted by the waters, and that spreadeth out its roots by the stream. And he shall not see when heat cometh, but his leaf shall be green, and in the year of drought he shall not be careful, neither shall he cease to yield fruit. The heart is deceitful above all things, and incurable. Who can know it? I, Jehovah, search the heart, I try the reins, even to give each one according to his ways, according to the fruit of his doings. As the partridge sitteth on eggs it hath not laid, so is he that getteth riches, and not by right. In the midst of his days shall he leave them, and at his end shall be a fool. A throne of glory set on high from the beginning is the place of our sanctuary. Thou hope of Israel, Jehovah, all that forsake thee shall be ashamed. They that depart from me shall be written in the earth, because they have forsaken Jehovah, the fountain of living waters. Heal me, Jehovah, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for thou art my praise. Behold, these say unto me, where is the word of Jehovah? Let it then come. But as for me, I have not hastened from being a shepherd in following thee, neither have I desired the fatal day. Thou knowest, that which came out of my lips was before thy face. Be not a terror unto me, thou art my refuge in the day of evil. Let them be ashamed that persecute me, but let not me be ashamed. Let them be dismayed, but let not me be dismayed. Bring upon them the day of evil, and break them with a double breaking. Thus hath Jehovah said unto me, go and stand in the gate of the children of the people, by which the kings of Judah come in, and by which they go out, and in all the gates of Jerusalem, and say unto them, hear the word of Jehovah, ye kings of Judah, and all Judah, and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem that enter in by these gates. Thus saith Jehovah, take heed to your souls, and bear no burden on the Sabbath day, and bring nothing in through the gates of Jerusalem, and carry forth no burden out of your houses on the Sabbath day, neither do any work. But hallow ye the Sabbath day as I commanded your fathers. That they hearkened not, neither inclined their ear, but hardened their neck, that they might not hear nor receive instruction. And it shall come to pass, if ye diligently hearken unto me, saith Jehovah, to bring in no burden through the gates of this city on the Sabbath day, and to hallow the Sabbath day, to do no work therein, then shall there enter in through the gates of this city kings and princes sitting upon the throne of David, riding in chariots and on horses, they and their princes, the men of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and this city shall be inhabited for ever. And they shall come from the cities of Judah, and from the places around Jerusalem, and from the land of Benjamin, and from the lowland, and from the hill country, and from the south, bringing burnt offerings and sacrifices and oblations and incense and bringing thanksgiving unto the house of Jehovah. But if ye will not hearken unto me to hallow the Sabbath day, and not to bear a burden and enter in through the gates of Jerusalem on the Sabbath day, then will I kindle a fire in the gates thereof, and it shall devour the palaces of Jerusalem, and it shall not be quenched.